You know, let's cover some news and really get this out of the way. There's some political stuff going on. We're going to just, you know, mention it and talk about it and then move on. So it's time to take a look at Scoot's news briefs. Venezuelan President Maduro was in court earlier today. He's facing drug trafficking charges in the U.S.
Security was as tight as it has ever been outside the Manhattan Federal Courthouse, where captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife Cecilia Flores were arraigned on narco-terrorism charges Monday, both pleading not guilty. Protesters both for and against his capture squared off as police put up barricades to separate them in the park across the street. Some wore large Venezuelan flags draped across their shoulders. Others wore red Make America Great Again baseball caps. Signs read, "No war for Venezuelan oil and free President Nicolas Maduro." Meanwhile, inside the courthouse, it was orderly. Still, there were twice as many journalists as usual and five overflow courtrooms so that those extra journalists and spectators could watch the government's case unfold on large screens. Julie Walker, New York.
Senator Mark Kelly is getting demoted by Secretary of War Pete Hegseth for reminding U.S. service members they don't have to follow rules from the president if they break the law. One thing that holds this country together is the Constitution. For a president to order service members to do things that are illegal suggests that the president might be trying to form a loyal military around him, which again is the work of a dictator. I'm not saying the president is a dictator, but that is what dictators do. They get the military on their side, regardless of what the rules of the country are. So Mark Kelly is being demoted for telling the service members that they don't have to follow a rule or an order that is against the law.
Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth is censuring Arizona Senator Mark Kelly for a video appeal to U.S. troops.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Kelly was one of six Democrats in the video last month urging service members to uphold the Constitution.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
President Trump accused the Democrats of sedition, punishable by death. Kelly is a retired Navy captain. Hegseth says the letter of censure is a necessary step in a process that could demote Kelly, who said last month the Pentagon investigation of the video was aimed at sending a message to troops and government officials alike.
Do not speak out against this president or there will be consequences.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Yeah, but when the president tells the military to do something that is illegal, that's a whole different ballgame. And Senator Mark Kelly was a Navy captain. Kind of reminds me of the military service record of the president. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is not running for re-election.
Donald Trump and his allies in Washington and in St. Paul and online want to make our state a colder, meaner place. They want to poison our people against each other by attacking our neighbors. And ultimately, they want to take away much of what makes Minnesota the best place in the country to raise a family. I have every confidence that if I gave it my all, we would win the race. But as I reflect on this moment with my family and my team over the holidays, I came to the conclusion that I can't give a political campaign my all. Every minute that I spend defending my own political interest would be a minute I can't spend defending the people of Minnesota against the criminals who prey on our generosity and the cynics who want to prey on our differences. So I've decided to step out of this race, and I'll let others worry about the election while I focus on the work that's in front of me for the next year.
There are Republicans who are resigning or just not running for re-election because they don't like the climate of the political landscape. The latest politician to face a home invasion is Vice President J.D. Vance.
A once staunch ally of President Trump, the lightning rod congresswoman's public break with the...
Nope, hang on one second.
All right, hang on. We got the wrong one up there, but hey, that happens. We'll get this this right. So the latest politician to face home invasion is Vice President J.D. Vance, or if you watch South Park, Tattoo.
The U.S. Secret Service has detained a man in connection with broken windows at U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance's Ohio home. Secret Service agents say a man who broke the windows of Vice President Vance's Ohio home and caused other property damage has been detained. Two law enforcement officials say the man broke a window with a hammer and tried to enter the house. The home in Cincinnati's Walnut Hills neighborhood was unoccupied. Vance and his family were not in Ohio. The Secret Service is working with local police and the U.S. Attorney's Office on possible charges. Vance's office says his family is back in Washington. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Hey, boss. Hey, boss. I love you, boss.
Hey, listen, how did the guy get that close to the vice president's, like, you know, property? I mean, how did somebody even get that close? That would be concerning to me. Today is Marjorie Taylor Greene's last day in Congress.
A once staunch ally of President Trump, the lightning rod congresswoman's public break with the White House stunned many people. But Greene says her principles stayed the same.
I have never valued power, titles, or attention, in spite of all the wrong assumptions about me.
Several candidates have already stepped forward to run for the reliably Republican seat. Governor Kemp is expected to call a special election within 30 days of Greene's resignation so a successor can finish her term. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
All right, CBS's Nicole Killian recently spoke with Marjorie Taylor Greene about her decision to end her career.
She told me that she has no regrets, and obviously she was a firebrand here in Congress and had her share of controversies and heated arguments with various members, but she says she doesn't regret any of that, even as she now seeks to turn the page on what she says are now toxic politics.
All right, that's it for a look at Scoot's News Briefs.